You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Wonder and vision. Aren't we a five pair?
Oh, this is gonna be a gas!
Am I dead?
No. Why would you think that?
Because you are.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duse, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you're now tuned into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are going to recap the first two episodes of the new, highly anticipated series from Disney Plus, WandaVision, the first MCU TV series through Disney Plus. We've been waiting on it since, 2019, when they originally announced all the MCU and the new direction they're going in with Phase 4, how it's mixing in with TV and movies.
When you say we, who you mean?
We all comic book fans here. Don't act like, well, shit. I mean, based on your reaction, I could tell how this is going to go. But
you don't know. You don't know me.
But yeah, we're reviewing the first episode, because they both dropped at the same time, the first two episodes of WandaVision.
Smart.
Very smart based off of how things are going. But yeah, as always, we start off, well, we're really slim on the crew today. Yeah. I guess that's they don't give a fuck about WandaVision either. So let's get into it. What are your overall thoughts?
I'll go first. I don't know, Nick. I don't know. I will say that, so when I asked that question earlier, I said it because I was lukewarm on this show, and, you know, I thought it was going to be whack, but you and B, I think, told me that the trailer isn't a representation of what the show would be, so not cast judgment.
That's
just
what
somebody
else said.
So I was like, okay, you know what? All right, cool. You know, I tend to be, you know, pragmatic in my approach about things, so I said, I'll wait. I'll watch it. And it got to get better. But I will say that I didn't dislike what I saw. I actually found it a little bit somewhat entertaining to a certain degree. So I think there were some things that they pulled off. But I'm waiting until we get into the full story to fully cast judgment. So I just really don't know just yet.
Yeah, so you're basically saying I got to wait till the whole season come out.
Not the whole season. I gotta see that's why I said, that it was smart that they released both of these back to back as 1 hour long program or one show. Mm-hmm. Because if I would have just saw that first episode, I'd watch it as a comic book fan, but I wouldn't have been overall impressed. I was impressed in how they actually was able to kind of reproduce the old school, black and white shows. Mm-hmm. They actually pulled that shit off. I was really surprised. But that was it.
What's up, Mike? What you think? You loved it?
No. I'm kind of with Ken. I just don't really know what to think at this point. I think it was very smart for them to release two episodes. I don't foresee this being a show that I'm going to like being week to week. I don't like this era of American television. I don't like Dick Van Dyke. I don't like fucking Bewitched. I Love Lucy. I don't like any of that shit. Mm-hmm. So the last thing I want to see is Wanda and Vision in that scenario. I think what they're doing is cool because it's going to be a very interesting overarching story. But as a week-to-week show of just this, I don't know. I hate to be, because I remember when your girl Ashley and Rod were like, man, they need to hurry up and change stuff on Mando. And I'm like, just wait. You can't say that. But this shit, I'm like, bro. I'm like, bro, come on, dog. Like, after the first episode, I was like, okay, cool. When the second episode, when that one ended, I was just like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like I want to wait and just binge this because I don't want to watch a week to week black and white show.
Let me close this door.
Yeah. For me, I guess we're all sharing the same thoughts. And this may be one of the first times we've done that on the show. But I was, when I saw that there were two episodes released, I was like, okay, this is bad. This is bad. Because.
After you watched it?
No, before.
Okay.
Because I even going into it, I wasn't really that excited. Like, I was like, why is WandaVision the first series to be greenlit, shot, cut, done out of all the TV shows and stuff that they've announced? Like, why is this the first one we're getting?
Mm-hmm.
And they usually say you save your best for last. So your first, so the first thing coming out, I'm like, I'm not really anticipating this. I don't think anybody else really is, especially how the trailer was and the premise. I think they're only anticipating this based off of, oh, we're getting more new shit from the MCU. This is the start of it. So let's just pallet this. Mm. But that first two episodes, I was just like, it's all based off of the hope that MCU hasn't really let me down just yet. Let me just see how this works. But for as a, if I was just ignorant to all that shit, just watch the show, I probably wouldn't come back to it until like everything is done and I just binge watch it. Because the first two episodes, it's just like, it's meh. Like, these are C-list characters at first, so you would think that it would start off with something crazy. And I thought they were going in that direction the way the first episode ended, but it just, they just kind of left it and then just came right back. And I was just like, why the fuck would you? We're going to get into it. But yeah, that was just my first impressions of after watching the first two episodes that I'm not really that impressed.
Yeah, this was something they should have dropped all the episodes at once. Because I mean, I'm sure the people that created the show know that this is a slow ass start, and we don't really know what's going on. Even though that's the point. The mm-hmm. point is for us not know what's going on. But I just
yeah, that like I did like Ken, to your point, I did like how they did like the intros and shit, like how it would be like a normal sitcom in the 50s and stuff. And even the commercials and shit
yeah,
between.
Yeah.
Like, I thought those were very creative and they all kind of tie back to the overarching MCU world that they created.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Bewitched and I Love Lucy, you know, growing up. So watching them do this in 2021, I was impressed that they actually recreated that to really make me feel like it was something that I would be watching back when I was young, when the reruns were going on.
Yeah, it's like TV land.
Yeah, it was. I like even the way they had the conversations, the way they told things, the way that they told the wrote the jokes, the little small little like innuendos and stuff that they had in there. I was like, damn, they're really pulling this shit off. So as standalone episodes like that, I think it was cool, but that's not really kind of what I see. So I'm gonna have patience until we get to where we want to go, because I understand that this is leading to something.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, and me being impressed that they were able to recreate it, it was like, okay.
And my thing is like, this episode for 29 minutes didn't really, it was just like, okay, we get to see Wanda and Vision, who we haven't seen since Endgame or even in Infinity War. And they're just doing some goofy, like, oh, my boss, like, Vision doesn't know why this calendar has a heart. Mm-hmm. It's August 23rd. Wanda thinks she doesn't know either. And it's clearly obviously identifies that they don't have a memory just yet. They're still learning as they go. So that's interesting and intriguing. But then they also just like, it goes to like those classic tropes of like, I Love Lucy. Like they both miscommunication. She thinks mm-hmm. it's an anniversary. He finds out it's about his boss coming over. I've been researching it, and that's like a usual trope that they did back in the day in the 50s. Like mm-hmm. they would have those type of interactions and stuff. But for that to be the whole episode, I was like, Mike, I'm like, what was intriguing for you about that episode, the first one?
Nothing. There was nothing intriguing about any of this. It's just I know that they're leading up to something that's very big. I'm kind of glad Rod's not here because he would be complaining about us giving semi-spoilers. But I mean, I think they're leading up to one of the last comics that I read, which was the whole House of M saga. I think that's what they're leading up to, which explains why they would start here with this story. And watching it I already knew that ahead of time because of the trailer. The trailer basically gives away what's going.
And I read that comic too. That's the only reason why I'm giving this show any hope. Because if it ends like that or like somewhere that leads to that, then it's worth it.
Yeah. Did you read House of M?
No, I would always start, but I would never finish.
It's so good.
It's really good.
I mean, it's basically, this is not a, well, I guess it kind of is a spoiler. So maybe I'll just be quiet. But either way, it's basically going to, I think it's going to introduce us to mutants, which is why I think they're starting with this. So when I was watching the first episode, I'm trying to like pick up on, okay, I know what they're doing. Clearly, this is not reality. This is all in Wanda's head. So I'm trying to pick and find things that are going to give us hints as to what the hell actually is happening. Because we know Vision's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly this isn't Vision actually doing these things. And clearly Vision's not in some weird dream state with her because he's a fucking, like a weird cyborg
android or something like that. Yeah.
You know? So I'm assuming that what happened is, and this isn't from the books, so this isn't a spoiler. I'm assuming Wanda just had a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
She lost Vision. She lost her brother. All that shit with Thanos and everything happened. And she just...
And then she was at Tony's funeral. So it was like a lot of loss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She lost Tony as well. So there was just all this death. And she is having a mental break. And this is what she's doing during her mental break. And unfortunately, whatever she's doing in this dreamland is actually parts of it are happening in real life as well. So I'm trying to watch and pick up like, okay, what does this little nugget mean? What's this little nugget mean? But I got fucking nothing. I got nothing. I was just like, okay, that was 30 minutes that was not really worth my time yet. But I know at the end of however many episodes this is, I'm sure we're all going to be able to look back and be like, okay, all of this made sense. But as a week-to-week thing?
That's the tough
this
part.
This is tough.
That's the tough
it's
part.
It's so funny you said that because when it first started, one of the first things I said, oh, yeah, it's clear Wanda crazy as hell. That was the first thing that went through my mind.
Yep.
So I watched it knowing that she done lost her fucking mind, and that's what this is. You know, so, and I heard about the things that she did in the House of M and how she had the mental break. So I'm aware of that coming in. So I'm seeing that play out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, she's definitely, like, they did a good job of saying that she's fucking snapped when they got her doing shit from the 50s.
Right.
That first episode, I kind of took it at, especially because like the most interesting part of that first episode was the dinner scene. They were all sitting at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. It was Vision, Wanda, and his boss and his boss's wife, the Harts. And then like they kept asking, "Where did y'all like? How did y'all meet?
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all married?" It's questions that would cause like a memory to come forth. And the fact that Wanda and Vision couldn't say anything, or they were just hesitant on it. They knew they loved each other, and that was it. And then it just starts getting weird, like some, I don't know, like maybe like a slow burn horror film where it is like they just start laughing, and Mrs. Hart, who, you know, from that 70s show, I remember her as Eric's mom, like she just kept on saying, stop it, or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. It was when the guy was choking.
Yeah, when he was choking.
Which was creepy as hell.
Exactly. And then but my thing is like, I don't think this is Wanda's control. Like she's controlling it. But the way that she had a puzzle looked and the way she was looking at Vision, it was like, this is a scenario that I couldn't predict. It seemed like she was stuck in something that she didn't start.
See, I think that what's going on is she is in this dreamland that she created. Her actual body is somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe it's in an office, maybe it's in some kind of facility, but her body is somewhere.
Yeah.
Her mind is in whatever this world that we're seeing. And whenever the guy started choking, what I think is happening is in the real world, she's choking that guy with her powers.
Yeah.
And that's why the 70s show woman is looking at her saying, stop it, stop it, stop it. Because she's trying to get Wanda to stop choking the guy. So then when she finally tells Vision, who's not really there, she tells Vision, okay, help him. That's really, in reality, that's really Wanda not choking the guy anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you.
I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, because as far as somebody's watching them, obviously, like, after that scene, like, the episode kind of ends with them doing a cheesy closeout, like a normal sitcom, and then it pans out to someone was watching them as the show, like we are, as an audience member, and they were just in some, look like a Batcave type of shit, like, with all this technology. So maybe she is being observed for some reason by someone mm-hmm. or some organization. Maybe Hydra is still active in whatever the fuck they're doing and what they got going on.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting theory. I didn't even think about it that way. I thought when she was saying, stop it, stop it, stop it, it was like, maybe you're being experimented on. Maybe you're flipped out and what you're doing in this dream state is impacting the world at large and you need to stop whatever it is you're doing. So like maybe not necessarily choking people, but affecting the reality of the world. Mm-hmm. And it was like, so I guess it's kind of similar, whether it's choking somebody in reality or you're warping the reality of the right. world, whatever it is you're fucking doing in real life, you need to fucking stop it.
Yeah.
And even when she was laughing and the way she kept saying, stop it, it did give like horror vibes to mm-hmm. it. Very creepy. Like it went wrong.
And I wish they kind of went because didn't they already announce that this show ties into Doctor Strange?
Ties into Doctor Strange and the multiverse of madness.
Yeah. And that's kind of like they're going in a horror genre with that.
Supposedly. And they've already said that the madness in that is Wanda.
Mm. Oh, that's
like they announced good. That. So it looks like I think that's why they're releasing this first, because this is going to lead into whatever the fuck is happening in Doctor Strange. So I kind of wonder if this is actually like if Wanda had an emotional break and just starts bugging out or whatever. Like who could they really take her to besides Doctor Strange?
Who you gonna call?
Right. Like, who you gonna call? Because they don't know who Xavier is yet.
They don't.
So or we don't even know if Xavier exists in this universe yet.
And they wouldn't classify her as a mutant just yet, right?
That's the thing. They did experiments on her, but we don't know if she's a mutant because they've never actually said it, right?
Yeah, they haven't. They haven't used the word mutant.
They've never used the word mutant yet. Mm-hmm. So now it could end up that this is their way of introducing the X-Men, where we find out that they're really in Professor X's office and Professor X is the one that's trying to help her. That would be a nice introduction. Or it could be that she is with Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is trying to help her because he's the only other magician that we've seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if she's doing all kinds of wacky shit with magic,
he's the only one that can contain
her. He's the only one that can fix this. Mm-hmm. So that's my theory. I don't know.
Before we get into the second episode, what are your thoughts on the neighbors and like the cast that we got introduced to, like her.
Agnes?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's evil.
Okay, I was going to ask, do you guys think she's innocent or sinister? Is she a pawn in all this?
Yeah, I think so too. Like, she's under some false pretenses mm-hmm. of being good, but not really. And I think going just a step ahead, like we saw Dottie, who was less willing to kind of play that role. Like, she is who she presents herself to be, in terms of somebody that's selfish, that don't really care about herself, and she gives off evil vibes to me too. So but yeah, I'm not buying Agnes at all. And even when like he reached in and pulled the thing out of the guy's throat or whatever, and they just popped up, all right, well, cool, we'll see you guys later,
right?
I'm like, okay, so he didn't freak out at that happening at all. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's like this thing that she's doing in her head is like, I don't know. It's just really weird to see all of these different weird things. How something that's not supposed to be there, she made it okay in her head after the event was fixed, I guess is what I'm saying. So
I'm also thinking, like, what information are they trying to learn from her? Because it seemed like, why go through all this trouble? That's my thing. Is like, either like if she is in an induced mental state on her own, then that explains itself. But it seems like there's other people who are invested in her current condition. Maybe it's because of what she's doing, or maybe because right. what she could do for them. Because
somebody was watching them on a monitor, yeah. right? So were they watching? What were they watching?
I think they were just watching the show. Like
that's
us.
What it looked like. They were watching whatever's in her brain.
Damn, that is crazy.
So somehow they've been able to tap in to see what she's seeing. But I think it's someone trying to help her because she's fucking things up in the real world. Mm-hmm. Unintentionally. Mm-hmm. I think that she's just doing shit in this dream state that's affecting the real world, so they're trying to fix her. Yeah. Now, whoever this Agnes person is, she just, the second I saw her, she just gave me vibes. I was like, yeah, something ain't right with her.
she was asking too many questions. That's usually, I hate, like, when someone new pops up and they ask too many questions, I'm like, something off with you.
Yeah.
And then, like, even as we get into episode two, it jumps 10 years in the future. So we went from the 50s to the 60s, mm-hmm. which is why.
Damn, I missed that.
Which well, I is thought why it was the 70s.
No, it went to the 70s at the end of the episode.
Wait, so when did
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Damn, when did
you're
they right. say that?
Well, it's based off of, like, you could like the first episode was the 50s. So you got I Love Lucy, mm-hmm. that shit. Mm-hmm. The 60s is like Bewitched, Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
And you could tell because of that scene.
Oh, okay.
Where they
Damn.
Had separate beds.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. When they put them together, that didn't happen in towards the 60s. And then, like, the language they were using, like, damn and all that stuff, that progressed over time. Because usually you had to be clean cut type shit. So they're literally progressing as the show is going on.
That's
so to Mike's point, it is interesting because as you could, if they keep going on this pace, the third episode being the 70s, fourth is the 80s, fifth is the 90s.
Which would explain why we got color towards the end.
Yeah, that's why we got color towards the end.
Oh, shit, this changes a little for me. Well, damn, okay. Huh.
But yeah, you brought up Dottie because like the second episode is pretty simple, just like the first one.
Which is why we got a black person.
I didn't think about that, but yeah, probably.
Yep, because I was looking. I was like, damn, there was no, I mean, it's the 50s, so I didn't expect to see a black person. Mm-hmm. But I was like, there got to be a black person somewhere. Then in the 60s, they popped up with.
At least two.
Yeah, two.
You know who she is, right? The black chick?
Mm-mm.
She's, remember whack-ass Captain Marvel, the movie?
Yeah!
She's the daughter of the black friend.
Oh, shit.
Because when they said her name, I was like, that sounds familiar, but I had to go Google what her name was, and that's who she is.
Yeah, that's,
girl, that's why I think she's somewhere where there's good guys trying to help her as opposed to being somewhere where there's like nefarious people like watching over her or whatever.
Or it could be both.
It could be.
They're both trying to reach her.
A typical comic book.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You don't know who to trust type
Damn,
shit.
Damn, that man, you guys are adding some shit that kind of makes it a little bit more interesting now.
I still didn't really care for it.
But, no, I don't. But
yeah, it makes me excited for whatever it is, 12 episodes yes. down the line when it finally gets good.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because what her name was it Geraldine?
Something like that.
It was a real old black name.
It was. Like Maude or some shit.
Then, even when she said Bertha. It, she was just like, oh, I guess. Like she looked at her like, you gave me this name? Oh my God. but yeah, the premise of the second episode is just them trying to do a talent show to impress their neighbors to seem normal. But we also get to see Vision at work. Even mm-hmm. more so, and also interact with the community, both of them. Mm-hmm. Wanda is with the housewives trying to plan the talent show, and Vision's with the men of the neighborhood doing the neighborhood watch. Ken, you brought up Dottie, the time that we spent with Wanda, and that's how we also get introduced to Geraldine. Dottie was different, like you mentioned, what's her name?
Agnes. I think, wasn't it?
Angie or something.
But now that I know that we're 10 years ahead, I can kind of see the difference. Well, no, Agnes was still there, right?
Yeah, she was. Okay, she the one that took. She Go was ahead. The one that introduced yeah, them. But I thought that was more. The second episode kind of kicked up a little bit more, explaining, like, showing even more weird stuff, like when Wanda was at the party and stuff, the gathering, the radio said mm-hmm. like, Wanda, who's controlling you?
And he said, who's doing this to you?
Who's doing this to yep. you? And then like as it kept on saying it. Dottie was acting weird and snapped broke the glass, and then we see color for the mm-hmm. I guess one of the first times.
Reality was breaking, was warping it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what I also found was Geraldine, she also mentioned something as well, like there's some weird stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. I think she did say something like that. The second episode to me was worse than the first.
really?
Yes.
Bruh. Yes, yeah. It was.
The whole Vision drunk because I chewed some gum.
Right.
And doing the whole, it just went on for too long. And again, I get it, but it was just like, this isn't enjoyable to me at all.
Yep. Because I thought the first episode was just going to be the black and white. When I saw that they came back with another one, I understood why they released them both back to back, because you had to, because mm-hmm. nobody was coming back after that first episode. But I thought that they were going to release the black and white episode and then get into the story. But then they doubled down with another one. And I'm like, the story isn't even that interesting. Like, you chew some gum and it messed up your guts. Like, what?
is a robot. We don't know how he processed food.
An advanced robot like that should have some type of diagnostics to be able to get that shit out. First of all, you just told these motherfuckers you don't even eat food, but you're going to chew some gum? It made no sense.
I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do all of this stuff to make it not make sense and to make the audience confused, because that's kind of like what's happening with everybody. Everybody there is supposed to be confused. It just wasn't, to me, it just wasn't enjoyable. Mm-mm. It wasn't funny. Mm-mm. It was just stupid, you know? And I'm not ready to say the show's bad. I don't think the show's bad.
It's too early.
I just think that this show, it's not a good weekly show. If this started off with just that first episode, I'd have been like, bruh, are y'all serious? Yeah. I'd have been like, man, come on, dude.
Yeah, because that's like 2 weeks of, like,
yeah, right. 2 weeks of, like, yep, really nothing happening. And I'm kind of worried that it's going to be like this for a while. Like, they dropped a few little tiny nuggets, but they were just nuggets that were so small, it wasn't good enough to, like,
or super random.
Or, yeah.
So, like, how does this connect to where are we at?
Because, I mean, clearly it's telling you guys that she's in a dream state. But, like, with those commercials where they were showing that watch, and the watch has Hydra on it, and mm-hmm. it was, like, Strucker or something.
Yeah.
Who was someone that, he was one of the guys that was experimenting on her. Because his name popped up, and I'm like, okay, let me go Google that shit. Because that's got to mean something.
Yeah, Baron Von.
Baron Von Strucker, So I was like, all right, well, she's clearly in a dream state, but it's just like, how many episodes of this are we gonna see before we start getting some reveals? So I don't know.
And yes, going back to the first, you had Stark creating the toaster in the first
one. Yeah, it sounded just like how his blasters usually sound. Yeah. I thought that was
it. So just want to say that for people listening, that we didn't miss that. We'll be back after this quick break.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
But yeah, I think just trying to use the gum to create this tension of him revealing, like, using his powers at this, what was it, the For the Kids thing. Yeah. You know, like, it just wasn't strong enough for me, because it's like Wanda, I didn't feel like Wanda ever really felt threatened by the people watching it. You know, she was just, I don't know, she didn't really convey that to me in that scene.
To me, I'll try to look this up as far as to figure out what timeline this is in. Like, is this, okay, so they're saying this is after the events of Endgame. Because to me, it was just,
ooh, I am so sorry. Sorry.
Because to me, it was just like, why is she afraid to show their powers? Like, are they still on the run from the government? Because at the talent show, like, he was doing shit.
Well, that kind of makes sense, though, by why they wouldn't want to reveal their powers to these random people in the. Because remember, at the beginning of the episode, they said that there was a committee looking for people that were doing weird shit. And they realized that may have been them. Mm-hmm. Remember the tree was hitting the window?
Yeah.
And they had that discussion? Mm-hmm. So that's why I think towards the end, they were like, oh, shit, if they're looking for us, we can't reveal that it is us. And, yeah, so.
So that could kind of imply that maybe they are captured, or they know that they're on the run by someone in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever happened after Endgame, maybe there are people after them. Because this is, other than Spider-Man, right? Spider-Man was after Endgame.
Spider-Man was the last of Phase 3.
Mm-hmm. So we haven't seen anything else outside of Spider-Man after Endgame. So we don't know what's happened since then. So maybe they are being hunted, and something happened, and Wanda's having this. But the whole, like, her not wanting to show powers, I just assumed that was her mind. I don't know. Actually, I take that back. I don't even know. I think I'm just making justifications for this shit being stupid. Because I was like, maybe that's her trying to justify why Vision can't do certain things because he's really dead. But that doesn't really make any sense either. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. The only other thing that had me interested, and I'm like, is this going to come back later on in this season? was when Vision was at the Neighborhood Watch and he called Norm a communist.
Yeah.
And he just laughed it off. He was you notice he was the first one to laugh. And it was like, and I'm like, Vision wouldn't just pull that out of his ass. Like, he doesn't joke. And I think he mentioned that he's not a good joke. Like, it was reminding me of The Undoing, how that
and
word.
That guy does look evil.
Yeah.
Which guy was this?
Norm. The guy with the little mustache.
His coworker that he always would talk to for the most part. He was a what did he play off?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, he was a brown dude, shortcut. He called him a communist, and I'm like, that's weird for him to say that. That has to come back down the line.
Yeah.
Cause she's Russian.
She's right? Sokovian, whatever.
Right. And she doesn't have an accent on this show. So clearly, once again, she's in her brain. And then him specifically saying that guy's a communist, which means maybe he's one of the guys that was experimenting on her as well in Russia.
Mm. Could be. Yep.
Again, I don't want to shit
so
on
these
them.
People, are you kind of saying these people are actually people she knows?
Yes.
She just repurposed them for this show?
With the exception of a few, I think for some reason the mailman gives me evil vibes. I don't know why. I'm probably wrong. I think I'm just looking into shit trying to make this make sense. But for some reason, the mailman bugs me out. So I kind of feel like the mailman is some kind of bad guy, and I feel like Agnes is some kind of bad guy. And obviously the beekeeper guy, whoever the fuck he is.
That was the thing that threw me off.
Yeah,
but the regular people that are in their lives in this scenario, I think that those are people that are real. And she has, like, the heart guy, I definitely think he's real.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think he's real. That 70s show woman, she's probably real. Well, maybe not. I don't know. She might be a throwaway character. But the heart guy is real. Agnes is real. The mailman, I think, is real. And I think Dottie's real. The black chick, Geraldine, she's real. So, yeah, I think that these are really people. And in her brain, she's just changed who they are.
I didn't think about the mailman.
Story.
Yeah, I didn't think about the mailman, but I'm going to play along with this game. The mailman could.
It sounds like cool, don't it?
Yeah. Because we don't know. But the mailman could be like a system checkpoint. The mail comes every day.
Oh.
So he could come by every day to make sure that
he's like a
things are in
that
order.
Yeah.
All right. You know, here's the mail checkpoint. Yeah. So then he goes off.
But what was up with the random, like, color? Because we got her when she left the house before she met up with...
You're talking about when she got cut?
Not the cut, but like...
the drone.
The helicopter.
Because I think that's representing the people in real life breaking in to, like, getting into her actual dream whatever world.
Or the people that actually caught her.
Are sending a drone after her?
No, it was a helicopter, right?
Yeah. It was but if you look at it, I think it was supposed to be a drone.
Oh, okay.
It was like a baby, like a small helicopter. But am I bugging? I thought it had like a camera or something on it.
I got to rewatch it.
See, I might just be making shit up again just to make it interesting. I could have sworn it was some kind of drone.
I just looked at it as like this was the helicopter that captured her and flew her off to wherever she's at.
Could be.
And
she
she was like, these are these clues that's popping
The only
up.
Thing that I noticed was like, this technology doesn't exist in this time period.
Helicopters?
Like
or
those
drones?
Those type of toy helicopters. It seemed like one that was like mechanical that you could control without, you know, with just remote control.
Yeah.
I missed the drone thing. I think I was looking up and down because I was like, I could hear.
Yeah, nothing's happening on the screen.
I can listen to this show. Like an audiobook.
Yeah. And that beekeeper scene towards the end.
She was like, no, sir.
That nigga came. The one thing I do say, the camera work, like I like how they switch back and forth sometimes. Like from the traditional, stereotypical sitcom format of the old school. But then like whenever it gets real intense and like the reality's coming in, you'll get the updated 2021 like camera work. Where it just feels like it's the actual show that's happening now and not something back in the day. And that motherfucker coming out that pothole or that manhole, I was just like, what the fuck?
It's weird, but she was like, no. She said that shit all the way back. You know, I am not fucking with this shit. I did think that was funny when that motherfucker popped up with all the bees and stuff. And that's when it got interesting.
Yeah, then it cut off.
I'm like, and I knew, of course, it was at the end of the show. Everybody kind of knew what was going to happen with the cliffhanger. But I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. You done gave me, 50 minutes of boring ass shit? Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I'm ready to find out what the fuck is going on, and the motherfuckers went to color, and then you just gone? I was like, man, come on, y'all.
The one thing I will say that I think I did research on is that sword, that division.
It's like a fake shield.
Yeah, like it's like
space shield.
Yeah, space shield. They're going to be, I think that's who the black chick works for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the beekeeper comes from. Because I think he has some type of symbol.
He did. He had a symbol on the back of his jumpsuit.
Yeah. Or something. So now I don't know why the hell he dealing with bees in space, but maybe that's her mind trying to justify his presence in this thing. And like, it's, she couldn't even decipher it. So she was like, this is a big no, let's rewind. But I'm hoping that third episode has to be like, all right, let's lay it out.
We got to give him, like... Yeah, we have to.
Because if this is going to be week to week, then you got to give us more than that. Especially as an MCU show. Like, there's no action in this. It's just old school dialogue.
They're setting the stage. And the thing is, the stage is being set. I think it's going to be set very slowly.
But yeah, my concern, I hope that this whole season just isn't in her head. And that we get out of her head at some point and start to see what's going on. Because if it's in her head, man, that's just, I'm going to give it a chance to tell his story, but I don't think I would like that.
You need other perspectives at this point.
Yeah, bring me back to the real world. I want to know what the fuck's going on. Because, you know, I saw some shit saying that that date on the calendar was the date that Endgame released.
I saw somebody say something like that too.
And that it was also the date of issue 238 that Wanda went into a I didn't read that issue, but I saw somebody else say that too. So people are finding these type of Easter eggs. It's not enough to make it interesting to me because I haven't read or know any of that stuff. So I have no connection to it. And that's fine. Other people do have the connection to it. But, you know, it's just like, I don't want this to be solely in her mind. That's going to be just, I don't know. I just don't think I'll find that entertaining unless the story's really fucking good.
And it's not so far.
No.
It's nine episodes. I'm thinking.
Nine?
Yep.
So I'm thinking
maybe by seven, it might break out of her mind. But I have a strong feeling that, you know, like Nick said, first one's 50s, 60s. Next one is 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010. We have a long ways to go. But I think at some point, like maybe around, I think maybe around the seventh episode, they'll break out of this. That's why I don't think this is a good week-to-week show. But I mean, we could be wrong.
Because they have to catch up to, are you saying they have to catch up to the modern time?
No, I don't think they're going to go that far. I think they'll probably break out of this before we get to like 2020. I just think, at least I hope.
Maybe they'll, I hope they stop
there's
at
not
the
enough
2000.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Are there?
Well, if they go, what?
70s, 80s, 80s, 90s.
That's five more after the two we got. So that's seven. Then they'll have two more that maybe they'll break into. Then we won't have to go back to that shit. So it could go, but that would be stupid in my mind.
It would be really stupid, but I don't know, man. I just have a feeling that once this is over, it's going to be dope. But I just think leading up to all of this, it's going to be a whole bunch of what does this mean? What does that mean? What is that little Easter egg? And I, like you, I didn't read most of this shit. Mm. So I, like I said, House of M and like Civil War, those are like some of the last comics I read before I stopped reading. But I saw the trailer, and the trailer gives an Easter egg for House of M with the wine bottle. So I was like, okay, so clearly they're leading up to, God, I wish y'all had read it so I could say what happens.
I remember what mostly happened. It was a while since I read it, but I remember.
I know what she did.
Oh, you know about the no more.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that they're going to reverse that maybe. And instead of it being no more, it's going to be her bringing mutants into this world. Mm-hmm. I think. But I definitely think they're leading up to the House of M.
Which would be kind of like their way of like reverse, well, not reverse crisis, but like what Crisis did. Well, yeah, I kind of like reverse Crisis, where Crisis wiped out all the shit to undo every shit. They just kind of want to undo
that. Storyline does.
But on TV, but that wouldn't apply to the comic world, so that don't make sense either.
But see, I'm going
to. But that would give them an avenue to tell the to bring them in to tell the stories on in cinema too.
On TV?
Yeah, TV or movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can't really discuss it or mention it on TV or in their movies because of the rights between the two parties, Fox
or
whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the time, they couldn't back then.
They can now.
They can
because
now,
they own it all.
So that now we're stitching this thing together as a possible theory taking into account what you just said as a possible end game. End game.
I told you, the ghost of FIFA will hit you.
End game for all this. That makes total sense. Yeah. Because it would allow them to introduce them into this world now to make sense for casual people that don't know about them. And then for people like me that do know about them, like, where the fuck are they and why you haven't talked about them?
And also, yeah, overarching, I'll say this. Doctor Strange will be in this season, I believe. He'll have to be. Doctor Strange, he'll show up somehow, some way. But overarching in the House of M, Spider-Man was a part of that as well. And and he got his identity was revealed because of that in that storyline. So it could lead up in, like, maybe, like you said, they're changing some things around, but it is going in that line of House of M already.
Yeah, the only thing is, if this is how they introduce mutants, I almost feel like I'm going to be annoyed. Because I would almost rather them just not know about mutants or just not have mentioned them than for them to be a figment of her, like, weird mind's creation. Like, I feel like Wolverine and Cyclops and them, they deserve better than just being dreamed up and all of a sudden now they exist because Scarlet Witch had a bad day.
I won't say they're going to go dreamed up. Maybe she just causes, like, her mutation is so powerful, she activates others' mutation.
Yeah, I don't want
that. But even that, yeah, Mike has a very good point with that. That's not how they should be done.
They should already not be at all. There.
Yeah.
Like we had this big war about B, C, D level characters, whatever, that you just bowed out of, punk ass. If X-Men are A-class heroes, you getting introduced by a D-level character.
Nah, bro.
I think they deserve to just have been there.
Well, you're going from the respect of the comics. I think the executives are going off with the respect of the show. Like, we got to make something interesting for these motherfuckers to come back. Let's put the X-Men in this shit. That's the only way they're going to pay attention to this.
Introduce them, but not that way.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, exactly.
But how else are you going to pay attention to WandaVision?
No, I'm saying they can have the X-Men be in the show at some point. Like, if Wanda is fucking things up all over the place, okay, then maybe they found Professor X and they're like, yo, you can read minds, dive up in this motherfucker and see what the hell's going on. He come back talking about, hey, bro, she over here fucking, she having a magic show, all right?
she got me on Master Chef.
Right. Right. I'm not going back in there. So then maybe it pulls out and we see this bald white guy in a wheelchair and that's going to be like the big reveal. Because that for me would be like, oh shit. And then if you see, okay, in the background, here comes Cyclops. Here comes Jean Grey. Here comes Wolverine. That I would appreciate that more than Wanda says, okay, now there's mutants. And all of a sudden, boop.
That would be whack.
Here come Wolverine. Nah,
that would be
whack. I think the writing within the Marvel universe is way better than that. So I don't think that's what they're doing. But I did when I was watching it. I was like, this feels very House of M. And I feel like that's what they're going to do. And that's going to be kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, you know? I mean,
They could pull it off.
Because they're doing all their biggest hits. They already did Civil War. They did Infinity War. As far as like the big comics in Marvel, They're working on Secret Invasion with Samuel Jackson and all that. House of M, it has to go that way.
But I feel like House of M, trying to squeeze that in between Secret Invasion.
Because then that would help with Secret Invasion because they got more people.
Who has more people?
Like, they would have X-Men to call upon to help save them from this invasion.
I think I'm just looking at it from, because that was a great story, and I feel like them reversing what she did in order to introduce people just seems clunky.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because House of M was a major story, and her wiping out the mutant population by like 90%.
Mm-hmm. It was only like 160.
It was 198. I only remember that because that was like the big number that was pushed after this happened. And that was kind of when I stopped reading comics. But that was, if you remember, in Civil War. Did you read Civil War?
I know what happened, but I ain't. Wait. No, I read Avengers versus X-Men.
Okay, that was after.
Yeah.
So that's probably okay. So that's why I was bringing this up. So Civil War, if you remember, the X-Men didn't get involved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They went to them and were like, yo, we got this shit over here. We need help. And they're like,
we homo sapiens.
There ain't but 198 of us motherfuckers. We're not getting involved in your little raggedy ass war. Fuck y'all. Have fun. But that was why the X-Men didn't get involved. But now it's like they're getting the story, like they're pushing the stories in opposite mm-hmm. directions. Like House of M in the comics happened before Civil War.
Okay.
But in this world, Civil War has already happened. And now they're squeezing House of M in there, I think.
Huh.
But they're changing around why these things happen. I don't know. I mean,
TJ tells me, well, go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe we don't get House of M through this series. Maybe we get it through Doctor Strange. As far as the Multiverse of Madness and how we get different, maybe that's a more
they can't bring
way.
The X-Men in with this and then wipe them out in the next movie.
No, I'm saying like maybe this starts off with just us getting to know that she is a mutant and then like, oh, the movie will explain how we get the mutants. You know what I mean?
I would just rather the mutants just be there.
Yeah.
Because the multiverse is bringing other people in this shit. It would have
okay,
to be.
That's a good point.
You know what
Nick.
I'm saying? Like they can that's go a good to point. Like you said, it will go to like they were already there, but they were just in a different
good
timeline or whatever.
I'll take that.
And now they emerge with us.
That's DC yep. clunky.
Yeah, but I would accept they existed on a different version of Earth and somehow Wanda brought them into this Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that. As opposed to I created them out of nothing. Like if she just made everybody have powers all of a sudden and then here comes Cyclops and fucking ball-headed ass... no leg ass fucking Professor X. That sounds bad. But if she's pulling them in from the multiverse, that's a good point. I think I would take that.
It's better than, you know, the other way. So, I'll be okay with that, I guess. But
I just wish they did this the right way. Because the House of M story is so good. And having Wolverine and Cyclops and all the other X-Men there would have made this so much better, but they fucked up kind of by not having them around in the beginning.
Yeah. TJ tells me all this stuff even without me asking. So that's how I know what happens. Because he just starts going and it's like, oh, you're going to spoil it? But it's just too late. I just let him go. So I just have to go read them for myself. Because I know what happened, I just never go back.
Yeah, the details.
I'm not in a hurry to read it.
Well, the details are the most interesting part outside of some shit like, oh, that was crazy. But I do think that with this series, the first two episodes, as we're wrapping up this recap, I do think this series could go in a lot of different directions as we're talking about. It's just, it has to stick the landing for me. And that's why when I said like the first two episodes dropping was kind of, I felt a little bit disappointed with that because I felt like they feel like they had to overcompensate. Like we gonna have to make y'all really like fuck with us. So we got dropped. They damn near should have dropped three, honestly.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, if you're going to, especially if you're going to end on an odd number like nine or whatever, you might as well drop three and then go week to week for that. At least give us something to be like, all right, we finally got color in the third episode and we finally are progressing forward. But like you said, this isn't a week to week show. This is a binge worthy show that at the end pays off. But because it's week to week, now I'm like, it has to pay off. Like,
I was just happy we got color. That black and white was at the wild.
He said, I paid too much for this damn service and, this damn TV to be watching some black and white.
Black and white. It's like Disney minus, bro. Like, no.
Right. Disney divided.
So what I will say to that, I don't like the start we have, but I have faith they're going to pull it off.
I do too.
This is just what they do. And this is probably just like a beginning of whatever this big, once again, big story thing that they're going to do, towards the end, leading up to like Avengers Civil War type crossover thing. I think this is all this is. So this is just a setup. But I think they're going to pull it off, man. It's just a rocky start.
I think that the only thing I am slightly concerned with is I think that they're going to start using this shit to retcon stuff. Because, you know, they've got Robert Downey Jr. coming back.
Chris Evans is coming back.
Excuse me, wait, hold on. Let's back up.
They're in talks right now, and that's why another thing, when I read that shit, I was like, this is not looking good.
Yeah.
Because they can't move away from these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Chris Evans is supposed to come back and play Captain America. I don't know if it's the old Captain America or like it's one of those flashback shit.
I think he's going to play the old Captain America because that's what... in the books. Captain America is heavily involved. Not heavily involved, but he's heavily involved in the House of M story, because they're trying to get to Wanda, and there's people that are just like, yo, she has to die at this point because she's fucking everything up. So they're going to have old Captain America, but I kind of have a feeling that they're going to use the old, well, we pulled Captain America from an alternate universe and we pulled Iron Man back and now he's alive again.
DC because shit, bro.
It is kind of DC shit because it's cheating.
Yeah.
You know, like we, Endgame was so good because we lost the two big characters.
Yeah.
And now y'all are using these like slick ways to bring them back.
Just exact to me, but that only shows that they lack the belief in these C-level characters, which is, you know what I mean? This is why they're bringing these motherfuckers back. Because it's like, if we could just have a standalone, like Loki, ain't nobody, I don't think anybody really is worried about Loki. Loki's fine because he was a good character, at least B character. But when you get to the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you got to put two motherfuckers in the shoulder. Bigger interested, Wanda and Vision, you got to put two motherfuckers. Like, you can't have somebody just stand alone. And then you have to bring in Doctor Strange. You got to bring, I know they're going to justify by saying, it's a universe MCU. They're all interconnected and all that. Yeah, whatever the fuck. We ain't have to do all that shit for most of these other characters that you had stand alone. Why are you doing it now?
Yeah, I mean, when they announced that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire signed on to be in the next Spider-Man, I was like, oh, I see what they're doing.
I'm missing all this.
They're
shit.
Bringing Iron Man back. And
so that happened before the Robert Downey news?
Yeah, that one was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the old Spider-Mans.
I don't know why they're letting all this shit leak. It's fucking annoying. It's like, let us be surprised.
Yeah.
I would love to watch Spider-Man and then all of a sudden you see Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man show up and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Why is he here? The same Doc Ock that played Doc Ock in the old Spider-Man. He's gonna be this in the new Spider-Man.
He was a great guy.
He was. I thought he was good.
You know what I'm saying? I said he was great. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, but they keep leaking this shit. Not leaking it, but just telling everybody like, "Oh, this is happening." It's like, why?
I think it's. I think it's because of the Sony and Marvel have to communicate. So that's just more lines of communication. More lines.
But they can communicate internally. I think it's just their.
Because remember, Sony was the reason we found out about all that Spider-Man shit. Anyway, they was. Sending that shit? Remember when we lost Spider-Man for a little bit? Sony was the one that sent all that shit out to put pressure.
Yeah, but
on
I think
Marvel.
To Mike's point, this is just their way of marketing and trying to build up excitement. Right. Instead of relying on people being excited after they see it, they want to just let everybody know,
right,
to generate interest.
Because Tobey Maguire showing up is not making me any more excited to see the movie.
Yeah, they misread that.
Yeah,
no, they got literally everybody in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it's like Daredevil's gonna be in it.
Sinister Six is gonna be in it. Like.
They talk about Jamie Foxx. They're going to bring Jamie Foxx back. I swear to God. I was like, why?
Leave his ass where he at.
He was the worst part of all those movies.
Don't bring him back. Leave him in Project Power.
Yes. Leave him. But yeah, I mean, I wish they would have just kept this shit under wraps and let us be surprised. But when they announced that all of these people were going to be in the next Spider-Man, I'm like, okay, yeah, I see what they're doing. They know that this shit cannot survive off no fucking Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man and Winter Soldier. It can't.
And Hawkeye and all that other shit.
Right. It can't. So they're going to bring back fucking Iron Man. Some way, somehow, they fucking did it.
Yeah.
So they're going to pluck him from another galaxy. Maybe he'll show up with these new X-Men. Who knows?
There's a reason why Iron Man has 300-something issues. Because people read it and like it.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy or whatever these other ones are, they don't
but they,
run that
they
long.
Thought they were transitioning because what they got Ironheart coming out soon with
don't nobody care about
with
Ironheart.
Riri Williams. Like you they I think they thought that we're in a different era, we're progressing, we're showing you new characters with this with, that remind you of the old ones. But motherfuckers like, nah, I just like the old shit, you know.
But but were these going to the big screen? Like,
nah, most of them were going to small.
Yeah, so I think this is. I think with some of those characters, give them a different platform to tell the stories. For big screen, they need Iron Man, and you know, you're probably right in your theory that they don't have confidence in these characters. Which I mean, I don't see why they would either. But also, when I heard that they were bringing Iron Man back, Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. I just saw money. Like, they just need to make money to maybe fund these shows, too.
That could be it, too.
You know, so.
Because, I mean, there's a reason. Like, basically, they fucking scrapped the Black Widow movie.
Damn, for real?
Nah, they did.
It exists, but why hasn't it dropped?
It should have been dropped.
Like, no one cared before. True. And now you're holding. It's like.
Let me see the
release. How are you holding hostage some shit that we don't give a fuck about anyway?
And maybe they blaming COVID, right?
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, because COVID ruined the movie theaters, so blah, 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 blah. I'm like, it's a Black Widow movie, bro. That's like telling a little kid you're not going
to
give him Brussels sprouts.
But at the same time, they probably need the theaters open to make as much money as possible.
That's, I think even if the theaters were open, Black Widow wasn't going to make that kind of bank anyway.
It could have, under normal circumstances, maybe.
Really? You think it would have been a blockbuster film? That shit look whack.
I think it would have been like Ant-Man range. Maybe half a billion. That's okay. It. You know?
Successful enough.
Successful enough. Because, yeah. I mean, if Captain Marvel made a billion, I think Black Widow was a better story character that it could make at least half of that.
It wasn't about Captain Marvel being a good character. It was about when they dropped it. They dropped Captain Marvel at the height of MCU attention. It was right after
Infinity War.
Infinity War. So they're like, the way Infinity War ended, they could have dropped Doodoo Man. And we would have been lined up to see what Doodoo Man is going to do in this film.
That is true.
How is Doodoo Man going to tie into this shit? That's the only reason I went and saw Captain Marvel. Because I thought the trailers looked like ass. And the movie was fucking ass. But regardless, I think them dropping Black Widow after Endgame was already a bad idea. And them dropping Black Widow after this TV show, real bad idea.
Because right now it's supposed to come out May 7th.
Bro, all we want to know now is where the X-Men at. If ain't no X-Men in Black Widow, I don't think people are really going to give a fuck.
I think it's all about Black Widow transitioning her title to a younger Black Widow.
Either way, it's hard to start over with if you're Marvel, because especially if you're starting over with Black Widow.
Right.
You know, that's rough. They started out with Captain America, Iron Man, et cetera, et cetera. So you need something so fantastic for us. I mean, these other A-list characters would have been.
But that's why
start.
I said they have to save their best for last. So because if you start Black Widow, it's not the best.
Exactly. You got to
I'm saying they're saving Fantastic Four, X-Men later.
I'm saying you should have gotten Black Widow out the way.
Yes,
they should have dropped Black Widow when we were all stuck in the house and scared to go outside because we thought we were going to die. They should have dropped Black Widow ass on fucking Amazon Prime and charged $6.
They should have dropped it during December, like when Wonder Woman came out. They should have dropped theirs on Disney Plus with Black Widow.
They should have dropped that shit before Wonder Woman. Black Widow, because I don't think anyone gives a fuck. And unless the Black Widow story ties in directly to what's happening now, people are probably going to panic.
Yeah, it does in a way.
But it's got to be out of order now because it was supposed to drop over a year ago.
Mm-hmm. The problem I see is just lack of interest, because you have Endgame. People were probably fuming. People were hurt, crying. Mm-hmm. They would have been more interested in seeing a Black Widow story because they needed something. Now, that whole shit have died down, COVID hit, but now there's no interest in it.
Exactly.
And that's unfortunate, too, because people are already saying, like, she's the only Avenger, well, her and Hawkeye, that didn't get solo movies. And like, she was the only woman in that group. So it was like,
I mean, I try to support feminist causes, but give me a cool woman. She's not that cool. I mean, she's hot as fuck. Sure. I like seeing her run around kicking the shit out of people, but she really wasn't that interesting.
You said she's the Nicole Kidman of superheroes?
I think she's hotter than Nicole Kidman, but kind of.
Just boring.
She's the U-God of the fucking, the MCU.
Like, she's not that interesting. No.
She's like, she's cool. Like, You God's dope, but it's not like I'm running to find a You God album. No disrespect to You God, but I'm just saying, like, she's just kind of there.
Yeah, she's very bland.
No one was ever watching the film being like, damn, I wonder where Black Widow's at. Just wait till Black Widow get here. Yo, we're in trouble? Call Black Widow. No one's saying that. No one is saying that. Shuri is more interesting than Black Widow.
Yeah. She definitely is.
Loki was more interesting than Black Widow. The fucking the chubby guy that was trying to date Peter Parker's mama.
Happy.
Happy was more interesting than Black Widow. I would rather see a Happy movie. What's Happy doing? I've been wondering where Happy at. Hey. I don't give a fuck about Black Widow.
That's hilarious.
I'm just saying. They should have dropped that shit and then went ahead and moved on into this. And then let's restart this story. But do you try to drop Black Widow next year or this year later on? After you're already trying to get us invested in WandaVision, moving us into this next phase, you can't move us into the next phase by concentrating on some shit that we didn't give a fuck about from the last phase.
Well, yeah. And this is going back to my main criticism. This is why they should have dropped something last year.
Yep.
They shouldn't have waited so fucking long. Like, the pandemic was the pandemic kind of already spoke for itself after the summer. Mm-hmm. Like, once the summer was over, it was like, all right, this is going to last longer than what we thought. HBO got on top of it. Other streaming services got on top of it. Netflix did, of course. They were like, let's just flood the streets.
Yep.
Let's not wait for this shit, because the Oscars and all those award seasons, they're out of whack as well. So it's not like we're saving this for them.
And none of those films win Oscars anyway. Like, there's not even a category for those movies, I don't think.
Well, they're trying to get into that, obviously. That's why Black Panther got Best Picture nominated when it came out. They're trying to push this shit to be more serious.
They just didn't want an insurrection. Like, if Black Panther didn't win something you thought would happen at the Capitol was a problem,
we would have stormed the Academy.
Black people would have stormed the Academy building, and we actually would have made it in there.
We would have got in there.
We would have got in that motherfucker, bro.
We would have had our feet kicked up by the Oscars.
Absolutely. Chicken wing grease everywhere, bro.
Spears and shit.
We put 40 all over the place.
We'll put a dashiki on the Oscar, man.
Absolutely. It would have been a wrap if Black fucking Panther didn't win something.
Oh, man.
So that's the only reason that shit won, because no other superhero movie that I know of wins anything ever.
Heath Ledger died, so he got that for Dark Knight. I think so. Joaquin just recently won for Joker, if you want to count
that. That's not really a superhero movie, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, they fucked up. I agree with you. They should have dropped some shit last year. They should have dropped Black Widow, and then they should have moved WandaVision up and dropped it last year. But they're fucking up, man. This whole, like, we're going to wait till the fucking movie theaters are open. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll build momentum with these shows.
Shit, so far, this train ain't moving.
I think people liked the first couple of episodes. The response I've seen is
they only
positive.
Saying that because they're just trusting the MCU.
People still fucking with Wonder Woman. I still can't believe that shit. That shit's still charting, bro.
I think people are watching it because they're like, it can't be as bad as everyone.
Like, I was like, this shit's still on the charts. It was some.
Well,
site.
I think it's only on the service for a month before they take it off and just
have
it just on
theaters.
Still,
I was just like, damn. But yeah, I thought what I saw the response to this was pretty positive.
The response I'm seeing, it's pretty polarizing, but a lot of the response I'm seeing is this is trash. And I don't agree with that. I don't think it's fair to call this trash. It's only an hour of nine. But I think the comic book people are like, okay, well, we know what's going on.
Get to the shits.
Yeah, so we're waiting for it to happen.
We're giving it some
cool.
time, yeah.
The regular folks, I think they're like, fuck is this bullshit?
Because they're not used to this type of storytelling.
Exactly.
They want to see Ray Blast and shit.
Exactly. When you hear a superhero show, you're expecting someone to be getting tossed around. You're expecting Wanda to do her shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To be voguing on motherfuckers and all kinds of... And that's not happening.
Wait a minute. I know we're wrapping up, but the show's called WandaVision, right?
Yeah, it's Wanda's Vision.
And Vision is dead.
Right.
Yeah, that's why it's Wanda's Vision.
It's Wanda's Vision, basically. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, they basically handed everything to us on the fucking platter and told us what's happening.
That's why all that promo was about, like, getting people's palate ready. Be like, look, this show different as fuck. We gonna do some old school shit. So get ready. That's why they got ahead of it early, which is to their credit. But at the
I
same
didn't catch
time,
what you guys were saying until you,
you
kept
gotta,
saying
you
it.
You gotta pay attention to like these nerdy comic blogs. But like on one of the promos, instead of saying streaming on this certain date, they say dreaming. If you listen closely, it says dreaming on blah, 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 13th. So they're basically telling you, or I think what they were doing is so they knew corny. That average people that don't read comics were gonna be like, this is stupid as fuck. So they're trying to let you know, like, well, guys, just give us some time. This is a dream. It's going to be weird. Just don't shit on it. That's what they're trying to do. But regular people are like, this is fucking dumb.
Which now I'm really worried, because if this is Wanda's vision of Vision, and Vision's going to only be in her head and not in real life, I'm concerned.
Well, we knew that. Vision's dead.
I know that. So now I'm like, how is going to be Vision going to be in the show if he's dead outside of it being in her head? When the fuck are we ever going to come out of her head?
It'd be funny if he disappeared like how they did in Endgame. Like, he just, like, once she realizes that he's dead and she accepts that his death, he just disappears. Like,
that's what I'm expecting.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys notice the Mind Stone on the fucking, the magic trunk?
And heard that? No, I didn't.
What magic trunk?
Okay, so when in the second episode, when they're bringing out the big magic thing that they were gonna use, if you look at the top of it, the Mind Stone is on I didn't even
the
know.
The cabinet. Yeah. I picked that up the second I saw it. And that, but again, by that point, I knew this was all in her head. So I was just like, okay, so she knows deep down that Vision's dead.
Yeah.
She knows this. Which is why, like, her dreaming up the pregnancy and all this, it's just like...
This is what she wanted her life to be.
This is what she wanted her life to be. She wanted it to be her and Vision living this happily ever after life, and that's not what happened, so she's having a mental break. But it's just like, I don't want 9 episodes of this.
Which is, you know, that line that people were pointing out when she said, oh, my husband, his indestructible head, knowing that he got that shit snatched and his head blew up. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm concerned.
I am a little bit too. I just feel like this isn't going to get good until, like, episode 6.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, we probably should do this bi-weekly.
I mean, we could try. With as goofy as it is, it kind of might be funny to do it week by week, because it's going to be like, all right. But we don't know. The next episode
might be fire. It could be fire. That actually was like, all right, look, I'll take everything back.
Let's try. Yeah. Then, you know, we can make a call.
It's just the floor is, it's damn near at hell for me right now as far as my expectations.
I'm interested to see what happens with these babies. Because they ended this episode with her being pregnant.
Because she does have kids in the comics, right?
They're not real, though. Mm-mm. The kids, I forget their names, but one of them has speed, just like her brother. Mm-hmm. And one of them is...
It's a Wiccan.
A Wiccan. Yeah, Wiccan is the name of it, actually.
Yeah.
Wiccan and something. But I don't think they were ever real. I think they were always in her head. I don't think the kids were ever really there. But then in her... I don't know, man. Never mind. We've been going long, but yeah, I'm not stoked on this, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
Yeah.
But I think that MCU just kind of fucked up with their timeline.
Pretty much same thoughts, Ken.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm here as a comic fan. I mean, I've watched worse. Like all the DC shows. Supergirl is horrible. I still watch it.
I don't know why I even started Supergirl.
I don't either.
Once I saw they had the black Jimmy Olsen, I was like, all right, I'm cool with this shit.
Jimmy Olsen's black?
He's a big black.
Yeah.
His name's Jerome, for real?
No.
Oh, I was about to.
It's god awful. But, you know, I mean, I'm just a nerdy fan like that, so I go through the torture and just, you know, so I'm here for this because I've watched worse. Mm. And I just want to see how they pull it off. Me too. I mean, they don't have a history of flopping like DC does.
Right.
So this would be interesting to see this type of storytelling that they're doing.
Yeah.
So let's see what they do.
They made Ant-Man work.
Yeah.
If they can make Ant-Man work,
we about to say they made WandaVision work.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
I think episode 9, we're all going to be like, damn, all right, that was actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
Our concerns sometimes generally be on point.
Yeah.
That's sometimes. The only other thing, but... You know, we'll see. We'll see.
It can only go up from here. That's what I'll say. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
Hope so.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's our recap for the first 2 episodes of WandaVision. You also got some expanded thoughts on the MCU in general moving forward. So I hope you enjoy that. Please let us know your thoughts on WandaVision so far in FPS Podcast, the Reddit thread. That's also our same handle for IG and Twitter. And that'll do for us. Check us out next week. We out. Peace.